8 projects are receiving millions in provincial cash. Today, the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation announced over $5 million in funding for Timmins projects. The biggest allotment is $2 million for MicroTech Inc., a biotechnology company. It's to buy equipment to plant over 50 million seedlings and study the benefits of its seeding fortification technology. Ontario government funding will allow us, along with our Indigenous partners at Wakotawan Development GP Inc., to introduce a technology to be used in boreal reforestation, herbicide reduction and mine land reclamation projects across the province. Following an initial 5-year pilot project in Ontario, we plan to fully commercialize the technology and replicate these carbon sequestration projects across Canada in partnership with additional Indigenous and industry partners, said MicroTech President Mark Keane in a news release. There's also $1,614,503 for the City of Timmins to expand the Stratospheric Balloon Base, which operates as a partnership between the Canadian Space Agency and French Space Agency. It's located near the Ministry of Natural Resources building at the Victor M. Power Airport. This year marked the 10th anniversary of the collaboration and the organizations were working to renew their contract for another decade. Related. Look up. Scientific balloon launches underway in Timmins. See. Watch one of the final balloon launches of the season. Earlier this year, a $4.1 million contract was awarded to CGV Builders to build a new hall at the site and add an elevator to an existing building. A garage and small trailer on the site were also relocated. The federal government will cover the cost of the expansion through a new lease with the City of Timmins. Along with being able to accommodate more scientists and bigger payloads, there have been discussions with other agencies, including the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, to possibly use the site in the future. The other funding, according to the announcement, is $500,000 for My Animal Productions to produce the feature film My Animal, a supernatural coming-of-age drama. The film is premiering at the Sundance Film Festival in 2023. $395,164 for Dumoulin Trucking to build a new facility and buy equipment for a new heavy equipment truck washing service. $268,642 for Karen Equipment to build more workspace and buy a new excavator to fulfill new contracts, including one with Newmont's Borden Mine near Chapleau. $195,852 for Joel Vachon Trucking to buy additional trucks and trailers. $81,800 for Superior Grading to buy equipment to fulfill a contract with EACOM Timber. $30,975 for Milson Design Solutions to establish a design firm specializing in 3D scanning and industrial design. Helping businesses expand and innovate is helping create jobs, keep the North competitive and attract new investment, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development, in a news release.